A relatively new branch of research into diet and obesity is focused on the gut microbiota. This refers to the bacterial makeup of our digestive systems, which is known to have an important influence on human health. Kristen Verbeke is a professor at the Department of Gastroenterology at the Katholieke Universiteit in Leuven, Belgium. She describes the relationship between the gut microbiota and overall human health.
It is a friendly living together and it is a symbiotic relationship, so that means that both parties benefit from this relationship. We need the bacteria and then the bacteria need the host. So the host provides the bacteria with a stable environment, with an anaerobic environment, with sufficient nutrients so that they can use, that it is warm in the gut, so they have a stable and nice place to live. And the bacteria provide us with some substrates, some metabolites, vitamins also, for example, that we do not have to produce ourselves and that we can use. So both parties benefit from this relationship. And optimal gut health is not only important for your gut, but also for the whole human system.
What's the link between microbiota composition and obesity?
Particularly in relationship to obesity, it has been shown that the microbiota composition is important and that microbiota composition differs in obese subjects as compared to lean, let's say, normal subjects or subjects with a normal BMI. And that is something quite new, that this microbiota can also influence not only the local processes that occur within the large intestine, within the colon, but also can influence our systemic or overall health. At this moment, it is also not completely elucidated whether this altered microbiota composition in obesity is the cause of the obesity or is the consequence of the obesity. What we also do not know is how the ideal microbiota should look. We can say that there are differences between mean obese subjects and mean lean subjects, but there is not a clear definition of what is a healthy microbiota composition. And so it is still also not so easy to know in what way you have to change your microbiota. We are nowadays really learning very much about the composition and the activity of the bacteria that live in our gut, and that will help us to make strategies to treat diseases or disorders like obesity.
What are the factors regulating microbiota composition?
The factors that regulate the microbiota composition are first of all the diet composition, because microbiota needs undigested food remnants as a kind of energy for themselves, so they need food, and by changing the diet you can change the composition of the microbiota. And two important strategies to change the microbiota is the use of, on the one side, prebiotics, which are undigested carbohydrates that then serve as a food for the microbiota, or the administration of probiotics, which are live bacteria that you administer and of which you hope they will be able to survive in the colon, in the large intestine, and to increase their numbers and to colonize, actually, the colon.
We've known for many years that bacteria live in our gut. Why do we only now get a better understanding of their composition?
What we know at this time about the microbiota has mainly come by significant improvements in technology to analyze the microbiota, because years ago the colon was considered as a black box. We did not know what was happening inside, and it is due to recent techniques and recent advancements and technologies that we have been able to analyze the composition of the microbiota. Many of the bacteria that live in the colon cannot be cultured in the lab, and culturing was previously the only way to analyze bacteria. And it is with the advent of new technologies that are not based on culturing anymore, but that are based on molecular techniques, that we can now decipher which bacteria live there, which ones are important, which ones are less important, and things like that.
Food Today,
Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.